Now, will you notice what we have here? Here is their critical experience. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Well, they had already hanged their harps upon the willow trees, the instruments of praise. You know, there are a lot of Christians today that put their harps on the willow trees. No praise to God today at all. Now, when they were down there, they became a very interesting spectacle to the people of Babylon because they heard about them. And so one of the tour agencies, I guess the Tanner Gray Lines, ran a bus out there to let people go out and see them because that temple in Jerusalem had become world famous. Tourists all over the world, and over the years, they came to Jerusalem. They said, you ought to be there at a feast time. And they sang psalms. They had an orchestra. And they had about 100,000 in the choir. My, I tell you, they were the singers. David had been the sweet singer of Israel. Have you ever noticed the number of musicians that the Jews have given to the world? Well, the Babylonians saw their harps on the willows. And with a snare, they said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. They taunted and ridiculed them, and they said, heist us a tune. And all they had ever heard were the Babylonian Beatles. Well, all they knew was rock and roll or smoke gets in your eyes or something like that. But these people now can't sing. They can't sing. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? And with a sob of the soul, they said, we've lost our song, and you mock us. We can't sing. And that's the question you can't answer. I don't know the answer to it. How are you going to sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And that's the reason that a lot of folk today have lost their song, a lot of Christians today. Well, there are those that have a natural tendency of being pessimistic. The psychologist tells you there's some folk that are filled with melancholy. It's the opposite from sanguine. And they're not happy at all. There's a plastic surgeon here in Southern California that advertised, I'll give you a permanent smile. He can't do it, my friends. He may twist your face around till it looks like you're smiling, but you're not. And then there are a lot of Christians that have had discouragements and disappointments, and life has buffeted them in the fartles and arrows of outraged fortune. And I saw a lady sitting in the service one day, one of the most unhappy faces I'd ever seen. Heard a story after that, and I must say that I thought, my, how terrible it is to sit in church with a face that is as sad as that. But she had reason for it when I heard her story. There are a lot of folk like that. And then there are Christians like David, that their sin was in their lives. And he prayed, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. But somebody says the Lord Jesus was called a man of sorrows. Yes, but he's the one that hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. He didn't have any of his own. It was sin that put them by the rivers of Babylon. That was the reason that they were there. That was their condition. They had sinned, and because they had sinned, they are down by the rivers of Babylon, and that is the reason. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, said, O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. For our backslidings are many, we've sinned against thee. And he was the one that pointed out that it was their sin that had brought them into that situation. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?